Today's Zaman for Chazara is Yevamos Lamed Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. So it says the Mishnah, Shleisha Achin, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim mehem nesu and shtei achayos, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Ve'achin nasu nachos, and Levi's married to a random lady, he's married to Mrs. Levi. Meis achim ibali achayos, Reuven dies, ukanas nasu nachos es ishtoi, and Levi goes ahead, and Levi marries Reuven's wife, he marries Rachel, umeis, and then Levi dies. So now Rachel falls to Shimon together with Mrs. Levi. So the halacha is harishayin yaitzim ishamach es isha. Rachel goes out scot-free, because she's Achis Isha, because she's Leah's sister, and Leah's married to Shimon. Vishniya Mishum Tsarasa, and Mrs. Levi will go out scot-free because she's Tsaras Erva, she's Tsaras Achis Isha. Also, but Maimer, let's say instead of Levi being Miyabim Rachel, Levi just did Maimer with Rachel, Umeis, and then Levi dies. So Nachos Chilatsa Salamis Yavemes. So Mida Raisa, Levi's not married to Rachel. Levi's only married to Mrs. Levi. So Mamela, Mrs. Levi falls to Shimon, she's definitely going to require something, but at the same time, we don't allow them to do Yibam because she's like a Tzaras Erva through the Maimer. Through Levi doing Maimer with Rachel, so that's a Kinyan Midrabanan. It's a works Midrabanan. Midrabanan, Levi's married to Rachel. So Mamela Midrabanan, Mrs. Levi is a Tzaras Erva, which is why the din is Chaylatzis Lemis Yavemes. Now says the Gemara, time of Avivah Maimer. It's clear from the Mishnah. It's only because they did Maimer. Holoy Avivah Maimer, if Levi would not have done Maimer with Rachel, so then Nachas Yivu Minam Miyavma, it would be mutter for Shimon to even be Miyabim Mrs. Levi. And the Chiddush in that is that even though she's still somewhat of a Tzaras Erva, Midrabanan, because she's a Tzaras Erva through the Zika to Rachel. Since Rachel has a Zika to Levi, so maybe Mrs. Levi should be considered like a Tzaras Achis Isha through the Zika. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, not like that. And I'm Rav Nachman, Zay Seh Meres, you see the Tan of our Mishnah holds that ain't Zika of Afilu Bechadacha, even though Rachel's only falling to Levi, she doesn't fall to Shimon because of Achis Isha, she's only falling to Levi, she's only falling to one brother, and still the Tan of our Mishnah holds ain't Zika, you see that that's the Shita of the Tan of our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Beiter, Shleisha Achim, in the same case, you have three brothers, Shnai Mem Nesun Shte Achayos, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, Ve'achon Nasu Nachris, and Levi is married to Mrs. Levi. However, here things are a little bit different. Umeis Nasu Nachris, then what happens is Levi dies, so Mrs. Levi now falls to Yibam, Ukanas Achim Ibali Achayos is Ishtoi, Reuven goes ahead, and Reuven does Yibam with Mrs. Levi, so Umeis, and now Reuven dies, so Harishayna Yotzim Mishamach His Isha, so Rachel's obviously going to be Potter, she doesn't fall to Shimon, Alts Achis Isha, Ushniya Misham Tsarasa, and Mrs. Levi won't fall because she's Tsaras Achis Isha. Asaba Maimer Umeis, let's say Reuven, instead of doing Yibam with Mrs. Levi, Reuven did Maimer with Mrs. Levi, so then, Umeis, and then Reuven dies, so Nachos Chilatzis Lemis Yavemes, same idea as what we had from the first Mishnah, just here it's a little bit the reverse. Here, Reuven is fully married to the Erva, and through Maimer, he's also married to the Tzara, so Mamela the Tzara is not going to be able to do Yibam, she's only going to be able to do Chalitza, because through the Maimer she's a Tzaras Erva. Just the first Mishnah, Levi was married to the Tzara, and through Maimer married to the Erva. In this case, Reuven is married to the Erva, and through Maimer married to the Tzara. So as the Gemara, it's really the same idea though, so Hasu Lamali, why do I need the second Mishnah? Hainu Hach, it's the same idea of the first Mishnah. Hash, and if anything, it's a Kal V'chaimer. Hash du ma'u hasum da achis isha habi a Tzara lo nachris amr nachris asura, in the first Mishnah, where the achis isha was only the one who did the Maimer, she was only an Erva through, and the Erva was only a wife through Maimer, and she was able to Aser the Tzara. So, Hachu, the Nachris, Havi Tzara Lachis Isha, where the Nachris is becoming the Tzara to the Achis Isha, meaning the Maimer is being done with the Nachris. But the Achis Isha, the Erva, is a real wife, so Lo Kol Shekein. So, for sure, when the Erva is a real wife, she's going to pater the Tzara. If even when the Erva is only a wife through Maimer, she paters the Tzara, so surely when she's a real wife, she's going to pater the Tzara. So, says the Gemara in Achanam, but Tana Hach Tana the Breisha, the Tana first taught the second Mishnah first. That was his Chiddush. V'Hach Chazil Atera V'Sharia. In the first Mishnah, in the case that the Erva was only a wife through Maimer, so the Tana actually held, and in such a case, she would not Aser the Tzara. The Nachris would be Mutter. V'hadu chazil le'isura, but then the Tana was Mechadish, no, even in such a case, so we're going to Aser the Nachris, we're going to Aser the Tzara. And it was a big Chiddush, so it was very Geshmak to the Tana. And therefore, V'ayni de chaviv le'i, since it was so Chaviv to him, this Chiddush, so Akhtama, so he put the Mishnah first, even though really it was a Chiddush that came to him second. second, he put the first Mishnah first. And even though technically now you don't need the second Mishnah because it's a Kol Shekein, but once it was there, so he's not going to delete the Mishnah, and that's why we have both Mishnayos. So that's the Mishnah Vayter now. Shleisha Achan, again, the same setup. Three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Shnai mehem nesuim shtei achayos, ve'achan nasi nachars. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, and Levi is married to Mrs. Levi. And then, meisachan ibali achayos, Reuven dies, and now Rachel falls to Levi. Ukanas nasi nachars is ishtai. So Levi goes ahead, and Levi marries Rachel. He does yibam with Rachel. Umeisa ishtai shalsheni. And now Leah dies. Shimon's wife Leah dies. Ve'achar kach meis nasi. And then Levi dies. So now the question is does Rachel fall to Shimon? Is Rachel fall to Shimon? At one point, the first time she fell, she was an Aches Isha. Now she's not Aches Isha anymore because now Leah died. So as the Mishnah, the halacha is Arizu Asura Lav Elamis. She's Asur to Shimon forever. Hayel V'Nasur Lav Sha'achas. Because since the first time she fell, she was Aches Isha. So now she's Asur forever. Meaning, since at the first time she fell, she was Aches Isha. So Memelosh, her Ashes Ach never goes away. So even though now it's true, she's not Aches Isha, because now Leah's died already, but once she was Aser the Shah Achas, so then she remains with the Isser of Ashes Ach, and that Isser is never going to go away. Now says the Gemara, Amar Vidam Rav. Rav tells us a klal, a din, that kol yevama shein ani kairiba b'shas nefila yevama yava yaleha, harahike eshes ach sheish abanim v'asura. Anytime b'shas nefila yevama is aser, the yavam is not allowed to be miyavimer, so then memela she's going to remain with her eshes ach, and that is her eshes ach is never going to go away. So ask the Gemara, ma'akamash malon, what's the chiddush of Rav's statement? Tanina, the chayr, that's the din of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that, reizu asura lov elamis, hov v'nasur lov shra'achas. So what's Rav coming to add? Says the Gemara, if it was just for our Mishnah, I could have thought that that's only true that Shimon's going to be usher to Rachel forever if there was never a moment during that first nefilo that Shimon was mutter to Rachel, like in the case of our Mishnah. But in the case where, let's say, Leah died before Levi ever did the Yibam, so at some point during that first nefilo, Shimon became mutter to Rachel. So maybe in such a case, it's going to be mutter for Shimon to be Miyabim Rachel, since during the first nefilo, Shimon was mutter to Rachel, so maybe it would be mutter. And that's what you could have thought. Kamashmal and Rav, and no, all I care about is the moment she falls. If at the moment she falls, it was Aser, so then she's Nesar Lava Lamis. That's the Chiddush of Rav. Well, ask the Gemara, Hanami Tanina. That's something that I know already also from a Mishnah that we're going to have soon on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Shnei Achim, Nesuin Shtei Achayos, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, and Neis Achim Nehem, and Reuven dies, so now Rachel technically falls to Shimon, but she doesn't because Shimon's married to Leah. So Rachel's Aches Isha, Va'acher Gav Mesi Ishta Shalsheni, and then Leah dies. Says the Mishnah, Harizu Asura Lav Elamis Hov Nesu Lav Sha'achas, that Rachel's going to be Aser to Shimon forever. And over there, it was all during this first Nefila technically, and still Rachel becomes Aser to Shimon forever. So says the Gemara, no, over there it's still different because the first Nefila sort of like ended because Ma'udetei Mahasim who did Chilam Ha'ag Beisa Legamri, because there was no one else that she was waiting in the house for, meaning there was no third brother. So once Rachel doesn't fall to Shimon, she goes out of the house. But in our Mishnah's case, where there's three brothers, and Rachel technically falls to Levi, so she doesn't leave the house completely. So I could have thought that just like she's mutter to Levi, so now that Leah dies, so now Shimon will also be mutter to her, and Kamash and Rav to know that that's not the din. Rather, once she's Aser, B'shas Nefila, at the first moment, when she first fell, so then she's Asura Lavei Lames.